This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the United Nations World Food Program says without billions more dollars in funding, the world will see much more instability in the form of mass migration and world hunger. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
WFP chief David Beasley told the AP he believed the ending of world hunger was within his sights before the world encountered one catastrophe after another. Between COVID, economic disruption and the war in Ukraine, Beasley said the number of people globally marching to starvation jumped from 80 to 350 million. Beasley also said the funding was within our reach if wealthy nations such as China donated more.
They need to engage in the multilateral world. They need to be willing to provide and help.
He also said the wealthiest billionaires made unprecedented profits during the COVID-19 pandemic. And
with $400 trillion worth of wealth, it's not too much to ask some of these multi-billionaires to step up and help us in this short-term crisis.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The British Defense Ministry said Saturday in its daily intelligence update on Ukraine that the Russian chief of the general staff, Valery Gerasimov, has failed to stage a general winter offensive in Ukraine with the aim of extending Russian control of the whole of the Donbas region. Gerasimov took control of the special military operation in Ukraine, as Russia refers to it. But the report said 80 days on, it is increasingly apparent that this project has failed. That's the word of the British Defense Ministry on Saturday. The ministry says Russia has only made marginal gains at the cost of tens of thousands of casualties. On Friday, the United Nations' top disarmament official, Izumi Nakamitsu, told the Security Council that the risk of a nuclear weapon being used is currently higher than at any time since the Cold War. VOA News. Storms that spawned possibly dozens of tornadoes have killed at least 18 people in the United States, in the South and Midwest, including at a heavy metal concert in Illinois, where the theater's roof collapsed. The dead include seven in McNary County, Tennessee, four in the small town of Wynn, Arkansas, and three in Sullivan, Indiana. Other deaths were reported in Alabama, Illinois, Mississippi, and the Little Rock area, the capital of Arkansas. Tens of thousands lost power because of the sprawling storm system that also brought wildfires to the southern plains and blizzard conditions to the upper Midwest and left high winds in its wake. A severe weather threat remains for parts of the Northeast. In the wake of the latest mass shooting, this one at a Nashville grade school, there are renewed calls in Washington for gun control, but no signs of anything changing. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
9 months ago, President Biden signed a sweeping bipartisan gun law. It was a compromise that stopped short of banning assault weapons, but it required stepped-up background checks that have blocked more than 100 gun purchases so far. But the president and New York Congressman Jamal Bowman this week are calling for more from Republicans after the Covenant School massacre in Nashville.
Don't let them talk about TikTok. Don't let them talk about nonsense. Talk about the lives of children. American children are being killed.
Congress appears deadlocked on further action. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Thursday focused on the shooter's mental health.
We got to deal with mental illness. We've got to see what's driving individuals to think you would go to innocent children.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces have said they will delay the signing of an agreement to usher in a civilian government. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The postponement of the signing comes as key security reform negotiations between the Sudanese army and the country's powerful paramilitary forces appear to have reached a deadlock. Military generals met with pro-democracy leaders Saturday in the capital of Khartoum and agreed to sign the deal on April 6th, said a spokesman for the pro-democracy bloc in a statement. Sudan has been mired in chaos after a military coup removed a Western-backed power-sharing government in October 2021. Last December, the military and several pro-democracy groups signed a preliminary deal vowing to restore the transition. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Mexico has recovered from the United States a giant stone statue known as an earth monster that dates to the Olmec civilization before the Christian era. The elaborately carved statue weighs more than a ton. It's nearly 6 feet or 1.8 meters tall and 1.5 meters wide. This according to the National Anthropology and History Institute. Marissa Melton, VOA News.